Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome to today's Daf Yomi, which is Yuma Pei Vav. We begin at the bottom of Pei Hei Amid Beis, at the two dots, four lines from the bottom of the Amid. Tshuva mechaperes al averos kalos. Tshuva can address lighter averos. Al asei, if one missed a mitzvah asei opportunity, Betel Torah, for instance, or if one committed a lois asei, tshuva can be mechaper on these things. Says the Gemara, why mention both? Isn't it obvious? Hashto al lois asei mechaperis. If you tell me that tshuva can be mechaper on a lois asei, certainly al asei miboy, is there a need to mention that tshuva can be mechaper on a mitzvah asei which stands lower? It's less severe than lois asei. If it can be mechaper on the more severe, certainly on the lighter one, why mention both? Amar Yehuda, you're right. Hachi ka'amar. The Mishnah simply meant as follows. What is tshuva going to be mechaper on? Alasei, v'alois asei shenitek laasei. Can be mechaper on a typical mitzvah asei, or a lois asei, which is related and connected to a mitzvah asei. For instance, the Torah says, don't leave over basar kodesh past the expiry date. Don't make nicer. But if one does so, he can go ahead and burn it. That strafa will rectify what he did wrong. So this isn't your standard mitzvah slice. There's no malchus in this case. It's regarded as being closer to a mitzvah saseh than to a mitzvah slice saseh. Therefore, says Rehuda, tshuva can address this. This type of lois haseh, but not your standard lois haseh. Tshuva reconnects one to Hashem. Tshuva, return. If there's been a disconnect, he missed the mitzvah opportunity, then tshuva can rectify that. But a lois haseh, if he actually did something wrong, there's a pgam, there's something bad that he brought into the world, and that tshuva on its own cannot address. We need Yom Kippur for that, to complete the kapara, to remove the pgam, to remove the bad effect of his avera. Says him, what is that so? V'aloi sasei gomor loi. Do you mean to say that tshuva alone cannot address a standard loi sasei? V'raminu. Listen to this brisa. Eluhen kalis. What are those lighter averas which tshuva can be mechaper on? Asei v'aloi sasei. Except for one thing, chutz milei sisa, where a person would swear falsely in the name of Hashem, the pasuk there says, lo yanake Hashem will not remove that avera merely with tshuva. So that's an exception that stands apart from the other mitzvahs lois asei. But otherwise, tshuva can address even a lois asei, like Hashem Rabbi Yehuda. Says more, no, lo yisisa v'chol d'damile. The Braisa meant, tshuva can be mechaper na'asei, a lo yisasei, except for lo yisisa, meaning a lo yisasei gomer, a full-fledged lo yisasei. So your typical standard lo yisasei cannot be addressed, cannot be removed by tshuva. The only thing tshuva can do is address asei, or a lo yisasei, shenitek la'asei, which, in this context, is regarded like a mitzvah asei. Since it's a lower form of a lois asei, yeah, tshuva can address that just as it does a mitzvah asei. But standard lois asei, tshuva is not enough for that. You need Yom Kippur to remove the effect of that is. Tashma, listen to another kasha Rabbi Yehuda of a braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this is Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, kol shum lois asei lamata. All the averis which stand below loisisa, meaning as you go up the ladder, you have mitzvah asei. Next level is mitzvah lois asei, hanitek asei. Then comes lois asei gomer. Then comes loisisa, which stands out. Then above that you have averis which generate misa karis. Says the Braisa, this is the rule of thumb. Anything mi loisisa lamata, meaning whose severity is regarded to be less than leisisa, meaning leisisa is a more severe form of leisase. So anything below that, your typical lois asay, lois asay, shenitek lasay, or mitzvah asay, tshuva mechaperes. Tshuva can address that. Lois sisa lamala. But starting from lois sisa, which is a lois asay chomer, invoking the shem Hashem lachinam, from there upward, including misa, karis, tshuva toila, then tshuva can only have a temporary effect. It can put it on hold, protect the person from yisurim, but can't really fully address the avera. So the first stage of kapara is addressed by the tshuva, true, but you need more than that. Yom Kippur mechaper, but only Yom Kippur can ultimately bring about kapara. It's pretty clear from the Braisa that any lois asay except for lois sisa is addressed by tshuva alone. Akashon Rav Yehuda, lois sisa v'chol d'damile. Here as well, when the Braisa says, from lois sisa upward, you need more than tshuva. Raisa meant lois sisa, and anything similar to lois sisa, meaning the standard lois asay. That's also beyond the influence of tshuva. Tshuva alone can't affect that, can't remove it completely. When the Raisa says lois sisa ola mata can be addressed by tshuva, Raisa meant mitzvah asay or lois asay shenitek lasay, which is not a complete lois asay. Toshma, listen to this kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Braisa says, "V'shenemar b'chayrev tshuva." We find by Har Sinai, after the Masa Egel, that there is a concept of tshuva. V'nake, which Rabbeinu expressed Yud Gimel Midas. Actually, Hashem did it. Hashem, Hashem, Kirach, Mechanan, and one of the Midas is v'nake. We assume v'nake means that Hashem removes the effect of an avera when a person does tshuva. So we find the concept of tshuva being effective. Yochel af lois sisa iman, perhaps tshuva can be effective even regarding the lav of lois sisa, swearing falsely in the name of Hashem. Tamalim lo yanak. There's another passage which says, don't swear falsely in the name of Hashem. Ki lo yanak Hashem eis asher yisa eshmoy lashav. Hashem will not remove that avera. So we see lois sisa cannot simply be addressed by tshuva. Yochel af shar chayvei lavin kein. Perhaps this restriction, this limitation applies to all lavin that a person may commit. Tshuva cannot address that. Tamar lo me'es shmoy. Lo yanake Hashem. Eis asher yisa es shmoy lashav. It only applies to this case. Shmoy hu deini menake. Ava manak is shar chayvei lavin, but your typical love can be wiped away simply by tshuva. Pretty clear from the Braisa that tshuva can address, can properly address and rectify any lois asay. This is a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Says more tanoi, indeed it's machlekes tanoim, whether or not a lois asay can be addressed by tshuva alone. So we had this Braisa telling us yes. We have another Braisa which disagrees. The Sanyu. Ama tshuva mechaperes. What does tshuva address? Al asay. Val lois asay shenitek lasay. That's a lower form of a lav. That's it. Ama tshuva toila. Yom kippur mechaper. And regarding which avera do we say that tshuva has a temporary restraining effect, protects a person for the time being. Yom kippur mechaper. And only after he experiences Yom Kippur does he have a full kapara. What does that pertain to? Al krisus, if he was over something which generates karas. Val misis bez, val lois asay gomor. So this price maintains that a lav is too severe to be simply addressed by teshuva alone. So Barmah lines we have a machlokes tanoim regarding lois asay. One tana holds tshuva can take care of it. And one Tana says he can't. Omar, let's go back. Levishinemar b'chayrev v'naki. By Har Sinai, we seem to see that tshuva can be mechaper on averis. Minolan, how do we know that v'naki is only on account of tshuva? Don't say tshuva. Hashem erases the chet. How do you know it's through tshuva? Minolan, the sanyu. Blezo Eimer, Yev Shaloimer Nake. You cannot say that Hashem will remove any averis under all circumstances. Why? Shekvar nemar lo yinak. You see, in the Yud Gimel Midos, we have v'nake, and it says v'lo yinake. So you can't say under all situations Hashem removes the averis as per the word v'nake, because it says lo yinake, he won't. You can't say in all circumstances tshuva will not erase the effect. Shekvar nemar nake, says Hashem will remove. So basically we have a steer in the pasuk. It says nake, Hashem removes. It says lo yinake, Hashem doesn't remove the aver. What is it dependent on? It says the word is dependent upon tshuva. If he does tshuva, then we say v'nake. If there's no tshuva, then lo yinake. Okay, it said, how do we explain it? Menake hu l'shaven. V'nake is referring to a person who does tshuva. Ve'eni menake l'she'en shaven. Lo yinake is referring to a person who refuses to do tshuva. Over there we say lo yinake. So that's how we got to that pshat in the pasuk. We assume that v'nake means that tshuva works. How do we know it's connected to tshuva? Because we have a steer in the pasuk. V'nake, lo yinake. How do you explain it? Apparently, it's dependent upon tshuva. Shal Rabbi Masri ben Choresh. He asked Esther Belezer ben Azari b'Roimi when they were in Rome. Shemato arbo chaluki kapara. Tell me, did you hear four categories, four different types, four different procedures of kapara anachet, shehoyer bishmol derish, that Bishmol taught? He responded, Omar, actually it's not four, shloishen, there are three categories, utshuvam kal echad ve'echad. It seems like four, but it's really three, because the tshuva element is not a separate thing. Tshuva must accompany all the other procedures, as follows. Avar al asay. So the lightest aver is being oivar mitzvah asay. In that case, tshuva alone can address it. V'shav, the fellow did tshuva, eino izaz misham. He doesn't leave, at shemoichem loy. Meaning, the tshuva affects an immediate kapara. Tshuva alone, shenemar, shuvu bonim sheivavim, return to me. Wayward sons, and the pasuk continues, erpo mishuvoisam, apparently. There's an avera which can be addressed simply by tshuva. And we assume it's referring to the lightest avera, mitzvah asay. The next level up, we have avar alois asay. V'asa tshuva. Here, tshuva alone isn't sufficient. Tshuva toila. Tshuva can make it hang, which means it's sort of a pending kapara. It protects him for the time being until he gets to Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur Mechaper. So over here, we need two different applications, two different types of tshuva, two different types of kapara, which can completely remove the effect of that isser, shenemar, ki ba yom hazeh yichaper aleichem kol chataseichem. Today, Yom Kippur will afford kapara. As Rashi says, we assume it's referring to the next level of avera, alois haseh, which needs Yom Kippur as well. The next level up is avar al krisus misses bezn. He was over on something more severe, generates kares, misa. Here we need more. Va'asa tshuva. Then we say the tshuva is only one of three stages. Tshuva v'yom kippurim toilin. Both together create a temporary protection. But he needs more than that to remove the bad effect of his aver. V'yisurin. Hardships. Yisurin memarkin. They cleanse the person. It cleanses his neshama of any stains remaining. Behind, after tshuva yom kippur, shenamar upokadti b'shevet pishim, I'll apply a whip on account of their averis, ubenegoyim avoinim, apply negoyim, hardships and tzoris, to address their averis. So apparently there's something that needs more than just tshuva yom kippur, and we assume, Rashi says, mistavro, that the more comprehensive procedure is meant to be applied to the more severe averis. So we have three categories. Mitzvah asay is addressed by tshuva. Going up to a lois asay. Over there we need tshuva yom kippur, and krisis and mitzvah bezdin, we need tshuva yom kippur and yisur. Avol continues the Gemara. There's actually something else, but this thing is not really included in the categories, because this only gets a true kapara after death. Avol mishiyesh chilul Hashem b'yada. He did chilul Hashem. He lowered regard for Hashem amongst the population. In this case, ein lekoich b'tshuva litlis. Tshuva itself cannot have the power of affecting it, of mitigating it. V'lo yibei mekippurim l'chaper, nor can yom kippur be mechaper. V'lo yibei yisurin l'marik, nor can yisurin cleanse him. Ela kulin toilin, all three, tshuva, yom kippur, and yisurin, create that temporary protection, temporary buffer. U'misum marekas, but the misa experience, that transition between olam hazeh and haba, which really, everybody dies, but we know that tzaddikim have misas neshika, Moshe Rabbeinu, Maimon Katan speaks about this in great length. The misa experience varies based on the person's spiritual madrega. If a person is totally spiritual in this world, then it's just a smooth transition to the next world. That's called misas neshika. But if a person sinks into Olam Hazeh, certainly if he was nichshol with chatoim, then the transition is a very difficult one. Because he's going from chomer, from gashmis, from physicality. And he's to go and transfer to a purely spiritual world. So that transition, that changeover is very, very traumatic. So when this fellow did chil Hashem, his misa, that experience of misa, in his case, will provide kapara. Umisa memarekes, will cleanse him of any effect of the chil Hashem. So we see sometimes the true kapara only arrives during Misa, and we apply it to Chilul Hashem. So in conclusion, we have various chiluk kapara, and of course, as we explained, tshuva is a necessary component. It accompanies all tshuva experiences. So regarding an essay or a lavanitik lasei, tshuva itself is enough. By Eloisa say, we actually have a machlekes, whether tshuva alone is enough to reconnect that disconnection, or we need tshuva and Yom Kippur to remove the effect, the harmful effect of that affair. By Kurs and Misa, certainly tshuva and Yom Kippur and Yisur are necessary, and by Chil Hashem, we need Misa to complete the procedure. Says Gemara, hey chidom Chil Hashem, how do we define Chil Hashem? Rashi says, Chil Hashem means Choytei Umachti Achirim, which means he devalues the value of Torah mitzvahs by his example, by his deeds, by his teaching. What is considered Chil Hashem? Now the Gemara will give us some examples which really are very, how should we say, subtle expressions of Chil Hashem. We're speaking about Tanoim Amoraim. And the message with the Gemara is that it's all relative. The higher a person is, the higher his position and standing in the community, then really he's held to higher standards and people look up to him and learn from him. He must be very careful because even a slight deviation on his part creates Chilul Hashem and he's held accountable for it because people tend to follow his example. So the point here is that a person, especially if he's a chashuv person, he has to conduct himself to a higher standard, to avoid any possible devaluation regarding the importance of Torah mitzvahs. So what's an example? Amar Rav, Kigoyana, for instance, by me, Ishakilna bistra mitavcha. If I purchase meat from the butcher, v'lo yehivna d'mei la'altar, and I don't pay immediately on the spot, that creates Chilul Hashem. Because people say, well, they're just procrastinating, it's inappropriate. That's the way to conduct oneself. And people learn from me to have disrespect to other person, for other person's property and money. This is only concern in a place, they don't come collecting. They don't send out invoices. So then you should pay immediately. But if it's a place where they come collecting, there's no concern. That's standard procedure. You wait for the invoice and then you remit. Amar Avina, Umata Machaser. This town, Asra de Tavihu, that's a place where they ask, they collect, they send invoices. There's no concern. It's not considered delaying or procrastinating. Abaya says the Gemara, another story with Abaya, Kedeshacha Bisra Mitrei Shutfi. When he purchased Basar for a business which had two partners. So he ordered by Reuven, and he picked it up from Shimon. What would he do? To ensure that even for a short moment, they won't think that he did something inappropriate, that he took something without paying. So what would he do? He would pay double, pay twice. Yoiv Zuzalai, he would hand the coin to Reuven, the one who took the order, Zuzalai, and Azuz to Shimon, who gave him the actual order. This way, they know with certainty that he paid. Otherwise, how would Reuven know that he paid Shimon? Or Shimon that he paid Reuven? And then he would meet them up together and say, okay, I paid you and I paid you. Could I have my money back? And make a calculation. Either get his money back or get some more basa. This would ensure that he's not creating any chashash, any chashad, any bad impression. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, for instance, by me, it says follows. What's considered chil Hashem? The maskina arba amis. I walk for amis below Torah, below tefillin, without learning or wearing tefillin. As Rashi explains, the observer might not realize that I'm having a hard day, a week today, I couldn't learn, and they're going to draw an example from me. Ulemeden haymeni, says Rashi, li bata matam Torah. Torah is unimportant. Look, Rabbi Yochanan is walking around not learning. So I have to be careful, even on my hard days. Exert that extra effort, not to create a negative impression. The Chafetz Chaim, say he was once late to shul. So on his way to shul, running to shachar late, he was calling out, "Boichve, boichve, stomachache, stomachache." I was delayed because of that. He wanted to be clear to all the reason for his lateness. Yitzchak debei Rabbi Yanai Amar. He's going to provide another example of Chilul Hashem. Kol shechaver of mispaishen, machmas shu'osei. What is Chilul Hashem when his friends are embarrassed on account of the bad rumors coming out on account of his fellow? Shemizbaishen, machmas shu'osei. That's called Chilul Hashem. His fellow is behaving inappropriately, and it's becoming publicized. People are thinking, well, this is okay. This is the okay way to behave. Omer Nachmar Yitzchak Kegoin. What's another example of Chilul Hashem? The Ka'am Inshi people say, Shara Le Moriah. Mori is Hashem, his master, should forgive him, Leplani to this fellow, for behaving inappropriately. So publicizing inappropriate behavior creates Chilul Hashem. It lessens the importance and the value amongst the general population. Abaye Omar, I'll give you a good definition which encapsulizes everything. Kedesanya, as the Brisa says, V'ha'avtas Hashem Alekecha, love Hashem, but not only Hashem, S, Hashem Alekecha, bring others to love Hashem. Shehei Shem Shemayim Mis'ahev Al Yodcha. Through your behavior, people should come closer and love Hashem. Draw example from you, be inspired by you. I once heard from Chaim Mintz, this is one of the Makaris Fakir of Rechaikim, bring others closer to Hashem. Says the Brisa, Shehei Koirei, Veshoyne, umeshamash tamid chachamim. Kaira means chumash. Veshoyne, meshnayis, umeshamash tamid chachamim, gemara. So he's engaged in learning, but also conducts himself appropriately and pleasantly amongst people. Vehimasoy, matonoy, benachas mabriyos. He conducts himself with integrity when it comes to business, with pleasantness. Mabriyos, umir salav. How do people regard this fellow? What do they say about him? Wow. This is somebody to emulate. Ashrei Avi Shelimde Torah. How lucky is his father who taught him Torah. Ashrei Rabbi Shelimde Torah. Lucky is his Rebbe who taught him Torah. Oylem Labriyos Shelimde Torah. Woe to those who didn't taste the sweetness of Torah. Look at the contrast. Ploini Shelimde Torah, this fellow who learned Torah. Ruhu Kama Noim Zerachav. Look how pleasant his ways are. Kama Mitzukana Masav. How correct and complimentary are his ma'isim. All of Akasav Oyman Hashem prides himself with this fellow. Vayomerli Avdi Ato Yisrael Hashem B'cho Espoir. So this is Hashem's pride and joy. By his example, he draws people closer to Hashem. He creates this positive disposition amongst people who see him. Avo in contrast to the other fellow. Mishakoyri, Vishoyne, Umeshamar Tam Nechacham. He's busy learning, but when it comes to business, when it comes to conducting himself with his fellow Jew, is still a lot that he has to that he has to come to. Ve'imasoy matoni be'emuna. His business dealings are without integrity. Ve'ein diburoi benachas habrias. And his mode of speech is not in the most pleasant manner. Ma'abrias imrusalam. How do people regard this fellow? Oylei le'plenei shalom ha'teira. Woe to this fellow who learned Torah. Oylei le'av shalom shalim de'teira. Woe to his father who taught him Torah. Oylei le'rav shalom ha'teira. Likewise, woe to his Rebbe who taught him Torah. Take a look at what happened. Look at the product. Plenei shalom ha'teira, this fellow who was engaged in learning. What did the Torah do to him? Ru'u kamim kolen ma'asav. How his ways are so uncomplimentary. V'kamim cha'oran drachav. How inappropriate, improper, incorrect are his ways. V'olav ha'kasav oimer. On this fellow, we apply the following pasuk. Bo'omer lahem am Hashem Eila. Look, the Hashem's nation, who's busy learning all day. What did the Torah do for him? What good did it do? U'me'artzi etzo, and they left his land, meaning he left Derech Eretz. His fellow is filled with Torah. And look what he did with all that Torah. So rather than holding him accountable, people tend to generalize. Well, look, this fellow, Talmud Chacham, all that Torah should have produced something better than this. Apparently, Torah doesn't really have such a good effect on a person. And it basically degrades and devalues the chashivas for Torah mitzvahs. This is a chilul Hashem. Omar Rav Chama Rav Chanina, Gedola Tshuva. Look how great the power of tshuva is. Shemaviya Refuah L'Olam. It brings refuah to the world. Shenamar Erpa Meshuvoisam Ayhavim Nedoiva. This is the pasuk by tshuva. Tshuva brings refuah to the world, that fixes the world, that corrects the world spiritually and otherwise. Rav Chama Bar Chanin Rabbi, he had a stereo routine two psukim. Ksiv, in one pasuk it says, Shuvu Banim Shevavim. Return to me, Banim, who are Shevavim, wayward. Dimi Kara Shevavim Atim. Which seems to say, when you do tshuva, I'm going to regard your previous experiences, your misdeeds, as just Shevavis, Rashi says. Tchilas hachet al yinarus, immaturity, ushtus, shevavas. I'm not really going to hold you accountable. I'm devaluing what you did. Basically, I'm erasing it. I'm not going to reckon with it anymore. I'm not going to take it seriously. So tshuva has a retroactive effect as well. That's one pasuk. We have another pasuk, uksiv, erpa mishivoysen. I'm going to heal your averis. Rashi says, mashma, going forward. Like somebody who was a Baal Mum and he was in Srapi. So there's some sort of effect that's going to remain even after he recovers. So apparently the effect of the previous experiences are still there. So which one is it? Does tshuva erase it retroactively? Or transform it retroactively? Or is it only going forward? Like Kasha, the answer is, depends what level of tshuva he's engaging in. Kal me'av. If he approaches Hashem with love, then it has a retroactive effect. L'mafreya. Why is that? Because this tremendous longing to Hashem that he's experiencing now is a result of what? Of those very avarice that he did. Otherwise, he would never have had this draw, this yearning to Hashem that he has now. So in effect, that energy, those ma'isim, were now transformed to good, to a mitzvah. They brought him closer to Hashem. So that's why tshuva ma'ava transforms retroactively. Kan me'ira. If it's only out of fear of Hashem, of Gehenim, then it's going forward. It's a good tshuva, but it's not really going to transform what it did in the past. There's still some effect remaining behind. Rav Yehuda Rami, he had another steer. Ksiv shuva banim shevavim, erpa meshuvaisam. Come back to me, children, sons. So tshuva creates a father-son relationship, very close. We have another pasuk, ksiv. Hine nechi ba'alti. Ba'alti means a master, like a servant to a master. Ba'alti b'chem. Lekachti eschem echad meir. Shnayim mishpacha. It's not father to son, it's master to servant. So it's not as close. Which one is it? What does tshuva do? Lakasha, the answer is, depends what type of tshuva. Kan me'ava emira. If it's out of love or fear, then it develops a father-son relationship. Kan le'i surim. When we speak about master to servant, we're speaking where Hashem sort of forced him into it, through Yisurim, through hardships. Then it's like a master with a servant who forces that servant to do the right thing. Amar b'levi g'doyla tshuva shemagas at kisei hakavod. Tshuva is so great that it reaches all the way up to the kisei hakavod. Mashal explains, tshuva bypasses all the malachim. Medrash says, tshuva is like a tunnel, chatira, Hashem allows him to tunnel under the existing structure. It's a special allowance, a special exception. It's not your conventional method being applied. So that tshuva rises all the way to kisei hakavod, directly to Hashem. Shenemar tshuva Yisrael, where ad Hashem lekecha. Amar b'yichnan gdeila tshuva shadoicha es leisasi shabater. We find that tshuva overrides even a leisasi. We know that one cannot remarry a divorced wife after she had already remarried. That's a love. By tshuva, we ignore that love. Shenemar, this was Yirmiyah, giving Musa to Klal Yisrael to come back to Hashem, says, look what Hashem is doing for you. He's waiting for you to return, Lamar. Hein yishalach yitzesh ishta. Suppose one divorces his wife. Volcha me'itoy, volcha lish'ach. She goes and gets remarried. Hayoshev ele'oid. Can he remarry her? No. But by you, it's different. Oid, haloichon eftichon afaretz. Hahi. Right, it brings a chet to the land. It's inappropriate. That's typically. But by you, Hashem is waiting. Va'ad zonis, reim, rabim. You've connected to others, to other gods. V'shuv eilainim Hashem. And Hashem is begging, come back to me. Despite that you're already connected to others, Hashem wants you back. So tshuva is superior, overrides even this love. So that doesn't apply in the case of tshuva. Amar b'yayinus and g'doy l'tshuva, how great tshuva is, shemekareves ha'geula, brings about the geula. Shenema bolitzien goyel, u'leshove pesha b'yakev. And we learn, ma tamo bolitzien goyel, why will goyel arrive at Zion? Why will the geula come? Mishum, u'leshove pesha b'yakev, because Yisrael doing tshuva. Amar ishlakish, g'doy l'tshuva, tshuva is so great, shezedoynais, even a willing avir, mezid avir, nasis leish kishkogis, are here on in regarded as accidental avirs. Shenemar shuva Yisrael, ad Hashem alekecha, ki koshalta bavinecha. Koshalta means you stumbled. It was unintentional. Ki koshalta bavinecha. Now, avoin mezidu. The word avoin denotes mezid. Vikakari le mirshal. Pasuk calls it a mirshal. What is it? Mezid or shaygig? So we see that tshuva can transform a mezid into a shaygig. Hashem treats it as though it was never really a mezid. It was just an accident. Eini says, Digmar, is that so? V'omer Shlokish. Shlokish himself said, G'doy le tshuva, shes doines nasas loy kezachyes. Shlokish himself says, tshuva has greater power than that. Not only does it turn the maze into shogig, this doin is nazis like yizachis. It turns into a mitzvah. Going forward, Hashem regards the aver that he did like a mitzvah. Not just an aver of a shogig. It's been transformed into something good. Shenamar. U'bishuv rasha mirish asa yivasa mishpat. U'tzdaka aleim yich. So when a rasha returns, everything that he did turns into a mitzvah. Tzdaka aleim yich. He gets sustenance from it. Brings them life. So it's more, it depends what type of tshuva. Loi kash. Kan ma'ava. Kan yir. As we explained earlier, tshuva ma'ava actually transforms the essence of that experience. That energy is now channeled, has been now remade, re-transformed into a schus, because it brought him closer to Hashem. So retroactively, whatever he did wrong is now considered a mitzvah, ischus. That's the second Rish Lakish. The first Rish Lakish, that the Zod turns into a shogig, is speaking kan meyira. It's a lower level of tshuva, out of fear, not out of love. So true, it's a good tshuva, And as we mentioned earlier, it only affects him going forward. But here's the chiddush. This is the way Rav Aaron Kotler, Mishpat Sir Aaron, explains. Rosh Lakish here will add that even Meyura, where technically it's a going forward type of procedure, we still say that retroactively, we no longer consider it as a mazid, but rather as a shagig. You see, the essence of his experience cannot be transformed. He did what he did. And it wasn't really turned into love, because there was no love here. So it wasn't really transformed. He doesn't have that maila, like Tshuva Mi'ava. But what he does have is that it's no longer considered a mazid. You know why? Because what's the difference between shagig and mazid? Both the same mas. So Nefesh HaChaim explains, there are different oilemais in the world. It's oilemasi, it's here. He says that when a person does bemezid, the machshava, the intent, compounds the severity. It's a different type of avera. It's a deeper avera. It involves machshava. Whereas shagig is just a masa. It was an accident. So the masa was wrong, but there was no intent. There was no kavan. There was no machshava involved. So when we speak about the machshava aspect, yeah, when he does tshuva, since he realigned himself to Hashem, he recalibrated himself, so the intent is no longer there. He fixed that up. We removed that intent, but the masa still remains, because the actual raw energy of the masa was not transformed to love. So that still is there. That has a lingering effect. So again, just to summarize, if it's true of Mi'ava, everything gets transformed going forward, and retroactively it's all been turned into love, into longing. It's considered like a schus. When it comes to Tshuva Meyura, it's tshuva, but not on the same level. Going forward, he's clean, but retroactively, there's still something there which he has to address, but it's no longer regarded as a mezid, rather as a shagig. Omar Rav Shmo Bar Nachmeni Amar Yenison, G'doy lo tshuva. Take a look how great tshuva is. Shema Recha Shnoisa Shel Adam can make a person's life longer. Shenema B'shuv Rosh Mirashasoi Chaya Yichya brings life. Or Rabbi Yisrael Amri Marav in Eretz Yisrael, they said Mishmei Deraba Bamar Boy Re'ei Sheloi Kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar Adam. Look how different. Look at the contrast between the way a Basar Adam conducts himself and the way Hashem conducts himself. Kaviyach Midas Basar Adam, how does a person respond to an offense? Machnes Chaver B'dvar. So a person verbally offends his friend. What happens now? Oh, you're in for trouble. Suffolk mispice. This is a suffolk whether the victim will allow himself to be appeased. Mispice himenu. Suffolk ain mispice himenu. Perhaps he won't. He'll resist his fellow's overtures. Imtime mispice himenu. Even if he gets appeased. Suffolk mispice with varm. It's a big suffolk whether words alone will suffice. Suffolk ain mispice with varm. Perhaps it will not suffice. He's going to have to be compensated. It's a whole elongated procedure. Ava Kadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to Hashem, snap of the finger. Oh, the Moiv Aver B'Seiser. One commits an Aver B'Seiser, meaning as long as Bezin doesn't know about it, it's just between him and Hashem. Mispais Menu Medvarim. Just a couple of words, taken care of. Shana Mar Kuy Mechem Dvarim. Bring some words. Vishuv Al Hashem, return to Hashem. V'lo Yod, not only that. El Shemachzik Lo Toiva. Hashem considers it as if the Baal Chet did Hashem a favor. Hashem so much wants him back. Shenemar v'kach toiv. Tshuva is like, take something good from me. Says, oh, Hashem is actually benefiting from us. But not only that, Shemalav akosav. The pasuk regards this fellow, this Baal Tshuva, ki'ilu hikiv parim, as if he brought parim as a carbon. Shenemar, u'neshalma parim, tzvaseinu. Our words, our lips, have the same effect as carbonis. Shema toimar parichoiva, perhaps we're speaking about equating it to a carbon chayva, an obligatory carbon. You have to do it. Not such a high madriga like a donation. No, no, no. Tamalaymer erpa mushuvaisim. I have him nedava. Hashem regards tshuva like a carbon nedava, out of a person's generosity, which is a high madriga. Tanya harav meyomer gedoyla tshuva. Look how great tshuva is. Shibishvil yachid shasa tshuva. Simply on account of a individual's tshuva, moichlin lekolam kula. Hashem is moichlin the entire world. What does this mean? Kol Yisrael Ravim Zebaze. When a person does something wrong, he affects not only himself, but Kol Yisrael as a collective entity. When he does tshuva, he not only rectifies himself, but the entire world as well, which is totally in him and his ma'isim. How do we know this? Shenamar, erpa mishuvaisim, o yahavim nedavah, kishav api mimenu. Mehem le nemar. Says Kishov api mimeno, meaning only he did tshuva. It doesn't say mehem that they did tshuva. El mimeno, he did tshuva. And still, what happens? Look back at the beginning of the pasuk. Erpo mushivoy som oyaveim. Hashem now changes his attitude, so to speak, to everybody. His tshuva has a beneficial effect on everybody. Says the Gemara, we know the different levels of tshuva, but what is the optimum? What is the highest level of tshuva? Hechi dami baal tshuva. What's the true description of a true baal tshuva on the highest level? Amar Yehuda, listen to this. A person fell through, he did not fear, and then he confronts the same circumstance again, and he withstands. That's a true test. Now we know he's really there. He goes shabbos liyodid va'arvir. Pam rishoyin ushniyah. He was confronted with that same circumstance once and again. V'nitzal himena. And he resisted. That's a true baal tshuva. The Rambam actually only brings once. Even once is enough. Machvir Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda pointed and he said, one second, it has to be exactly the same circumstance as when he was nichshol. For instance, if a person was nichshol naver with an isha, he has to face the same isha again, ba'isa isha. He has to encounter the same isha, ba'isa perik. Pretty much the same period in his life, which should match the time of chet. Same physical ability, the same desires, ba'isa makam. In that same makam, as he was already nichshol, now the Maran points out, we speak about Ba'isa Isha. Let's say if the Isha dies, how's he going to do tshuva? It doesn't mean he has to actually re-experience that same circumstance. Says the Maral, means that he should daven to Hashem that his tshuva should be so real and so deep that theoretically, should he face the same situation, he would be able to overcome. That's what the Gemara means. Om Rav Yehuda, Rav Rami. Rav had a steer. One pasuk says, Ksiv Ashri Nusi Pesha Ksui Chato. It's better to conceal your averis, not to publicize. Uksiv, mechasev shov layetzlich. One conceals averis, no success. So you're meant to conceal or reveal. Like Kasha, the answer is, habachet mefursim. If it's a publicly known chet, everybody knows this guy's in jail for 10 years, tax evasion, public knowledge, then go ahead. As Rashi says, toivlei, shayoyde, go ahead, admit, confess. Be his bayish. Bring shame and embarrassment upon yourself. Don't deny. Everybody knows about it. Go ahead. Give in. Be moide. Sorry. It's true. Don't learn from me. That's the way to be mechaper. But if it's something which is unknown, don't be megalag. That's chilul Hashem. Look, this fellow, look what he did. He did an aver. It sets a bad precedent. So keep it to yourself, between you and Hashem. Rav Zutra bar Tuvia Amar Nachman, he explained differently. When do you reveal? When do you conceal? Kan b'averis shibeno mechaver. If it's something between man and his fellow yid, then you have to be megala sometimes. Rashi says, yigala l'ravim shiyivak shemenu rishimchala. Sometimes you have to get some friends to go over to the victim and try to appease him. In that case, go ahead and publicize it, if necessary. Kan b'averis shibeno mamakim. If it's between man and Hashem, no point in publicizing it. Keep it private, keep it personal. Tanya rabbeisu b'yidayim. Adam over avera pam rishoina. One succumbs once. Moichen lai. He has an easy time getting mechila from Hashem. Shnia does it again. Moichen lai. Hashem forgives him again. Relatively easy. Shlishis, the third time as well. Moichen lai. But the revius, now you have a true chazaka. Tshuva is very difficult. Ein moichen lai so easily. Shana mar koyam Hashem. Al shloisha pishe Yisrael. Val arbo lai shivenu. Did it three? Okay. But the fourth time, lo yashivenu, tshuva is very difficult. We have another pasuk vayomer, hein kol elal yifal, keil, pamayim, sholishim, gover. The first three times, Hashem inspires him to do tshuva. But past that, it's very difficult. May vayomer, what's the point of bringing another pasuk to prove the same thing? V'chi tema, perhaps you'll say, ha nebilu betzibur. First pasuk was speaking about the community. Perhaps there, first three times, goes easy. Avo b'yachad loy by an individual, doesn't have the same schusim. We don't apply this concept. Tashma, the same thing applies to a yachid. Hein kod eila yifkal keil, pamaim sholashim go. Tan rabon aveiro ishis vada leyen, yemek apurimze. If one was misvadi confessed regarding certain averis this year Yom Kippur, he got his full tshuva. Loi yisvada leyen yemek apurim acher, he He shouldn't repeat it again. Next Yom Kippur was taken care of, was fully addressed last year. But if you repeat it throughout the year, then there's a new need. Certainly in that case, he has to spell it out again next year. But if he didn't repeat it throughout the year, and he still went ahead and repeated the vidui, come next year, that's no good. On him the pasuk says, just as a dog who re-eats what he spits out, this foolish man is repeating his chet. The mere expression is sort of a re-experiencing of the same thing. I'm not to do that. Don't go ahead and speak about inappropriate things in front of Hashem. You're sort of re-experiencing it just by expressing it. There's no need. Keep quiet. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, no, kol shekein shu meshubach. Just the opposite. The more the better. The more the more praiseworthy. Shenemar kip shay ani eda. David HaMelech says, I'm aware, I'm mindful of my chatoim, v'chatasi negdi summit. My chet constantly accompanies me. Doesn't mean that he's walking around depressed all day. It just means that he's mindful of the fact that he fell through in the past and that he has a weak spot to that thing. He has to be careful to protect himself, to keep far away. But at the same time we see that he has to address his avera throughout the rest of his life. One Yom Kippur is not enough. Rav Sadia Goin, every day did tshuva anew because every day I'm a new person. I'm higher than yesterday. And relative to today's madrega, I have to do a new tshuva. I recognize Hashem even more. I love Hashem even more. And look at me. Look what I did. It generates a new tshuva. Elo mani makayim kekilav sheval kiyoy. Oh, so what does that pasuk mean? I shouldn't go over the same bad experience. It's referring to a different concept. This is Rezim Yaakov speaking, right? You can go ahead and repeat it next year. So what then does the pasuk mean? Don't go over, don't repeat. Kidrav huna. Damar huna. Kivin sh'avar adam avera v'shanaba. Once a person transgresses the same avera once and again, ho'chulai, it becomes mutate. Ho'chulai sakadaita. How did it become muta? What do you mean muta? Elohima nasas l'keheta. It appears to him like something muta. It's become so habitualized that it appears like it's muta. The pasuk is warning against that. Don't repeat. Be careful. Because then it gets very hard to separate. Getting back to vidui, says the Gemara, "V'tzorech lifreites achet." A person should l'chatchila spell out the details, not just say, "Hashem, I'm sorry for everything I did." Itemize it, take out a list, and go through what you did. That brings about a greater level of achna, the humility, and true remorse. Shenamar ona chata amazeh chato gdoila. This is Moshe Rabbeinu after the eagle. He listed it. He described it to Hashem. Look what they did. Vayas lema lehezov. Apparently, that's the way it go. Divrei Rav Yehuda ben Bava, who holds, he meant to be mefarat tel chet. Rav Akiva, I mean, no. Don't spell it out. Don't re-experience it. Don't describe it. Ashrei nusui pesha, tukhatoi, he meant to conceal it. Keep it under wraps. Just speak in general terms. Don't go ahead and spell it out. The Rambam actually brings that he meant to be mefarat tel chet. So according to Rekiva, how do you explain the pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu, who described in great detail what Klal Yisrael did? The answer is Rav Yanai. Don't Rav Yanai. He was trying to be Malamed Zchus, to advocate, to support Klal Yisrael. Don't Rav Yanai. Amar Moshe Nagash Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam. Kesef Vezov. Sher Beis Lam Yisrael. It's that gold and silver that you granted with such generosity to Yisrael after they left Mitzrayim, Acha Amru Dai, until they said, well, enough! All that abundance of gold and silver, of riches, Goram Lehem Shiyasu Lehezov, that brought about, that caused them to do the eagle. So the reason why he discussed it in detail was simply to be Melamed Tzchus on them, but generally speaking, you're not meant to express the Chatoim in detail. Shnei Parnosim Tovim Omdu Lehem Yisrael. There were two good leaders by Klal Yisrael, Moshe and David. We find some contrast between the two. Moshe Amar, Moshe said, Yikasef Suruchani, I want my chet. When he, instead of speaking to the rock, he hit the rock, I want you to write. I want Hashem, I want you to write in the Torah why I got my einish. He died in the Midbar. Yikasef Suruchani, my deviation should be recorded. Shenemar, we find throughout the Torah, whenever the Torah speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu's Misa in the Midbar, it's accompanied by an explanation. Yan lo yimantem, be like the sheni. Hashem says to Moshe v'Aaron, the reason why you're going to die in the Midbar is because you failed to bring about the high level of Amunah had you spoken to the rock. So the cause of the Einish is recorded next to the Einish. It's pretty clear why it came about. As opposed to David Amar, Al Yikosef Surchani, Hashem, don't write what I did wrong with the Chet with Bathsheba. We find the Pasuk in Tehillim as such. Shenemar Ashrei Nesui Pesha, Ksui Chato. A Chet is meant to be concealed. So we find that difference. What's the Pshat? It says, the Marshal, the Moshe of David, Lamar David Daimer. This contrast between Moshe and David, what is it analogous to? What could it be compared to? To the following story. Lishtei Noshim Shiloki Ubezn. We have two women who got a similar punishment in Bezn, Malkus, for two different reasons. Achas Kilkula, one on account of a chet of Znus, v'achas Ochlo Pagishvi, the other one committed a minor infraction. She ate unripe Shvius figs, which Rashi says is an Avera because you're meant to wait until it gets ripe. La'ochla, this is Hefset, but it's a relatively minor infraction compared to the other one. But they both were experiencing the same punishment. So the one who ate the figs told Bezn, look, I don't want people to associate me with the other woman. If I call Shem again, please, Haidiu Amahi Laika, publicize the reason for me getting Malkus. Shlo Yomru Amasha Zulaika. Zulaika, people shouldn't connect it to. Let's say the same reason why she's getting Malkus, I am. So what do? Have you Pageshvis? They brought some of these figs, Vatol Bitsavara, hung it around her neck, Voimachrizin Lafanea, Voimin. And they would announce before her, everybody should know, it should be clear, Aliski Shvis Hiloika. She's getting Malkus simply because of the Shvis infraction. Don't relate her to the other woman. Likewise over here, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that his chet should be revealed. He shouldn't be associated with the chet of the rest of the Dor HaMidbar who died in the Midbar because they believed the Meraglim. They were Nichshol Lashon Hara. He wanted to draw that contrast between himself and the others. So he wanted that Hashem should provide that explanation, that ongoing explanation. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu died in the Midbar was unrelated to the Meraglim. Rather, it was simply because of that relatively minor infraction involving the Meimiriva. We publicize the true character of the pretenders, ones who present themselves as tzaddikim, but they're really rishayim. Why do we publicize it? Mechil Hashem. You know why? Something might go wrong. Hashem might punish this fellow. People will say, well, a tzaddik is suffering. So we publicize his true colors. He's not a tzaddik. He's a rosh and he deserves what he got. Shenamar b'shuv tzaddik mitzidkoi. When a tzaddik reverts from his righteousness, v'os avol, he does crookedness, v'nasati mikshal afanav, Hashem presents a mikshal takala, so all will see, this fellow is no good. Tshuvas ha-machlotin, the tshuva of the machlotin, the real Rishayim, whose tshuva is very difficult for them to have tshuva, if they engage in tshuva, as tremendous, ma'akevas ha-puranis, it can prevent tragedy. V'afu b'ishar nechtam olav gzar din, shal puranis, even if they're tragedy and hardship was already decreed and signed min hashamayim, the tshuva can cancel it. Shalos rishayim, tranquility of rishayim, that's not good. Soifa takala, it will generate takala. Have time to sit and think about averus, it's not good for them. V'harashus, conducting oneself with an unnecessary air of authority, mikaberes espaleo, it shortens the life of this fellow. Orum nichnasla. One has to have the right perspective when it comes to leadership. He's going to go into it empty-handed. Varam yetzimen. I'll leave empty-handed. Covet, honor is nothing. You leave with nothing. Valavai shetehe yetzio kibir. If only. When this fellow leaves the position, he'll be as pure as when he entered. Ben Chananel says, it's a general tefillah. Halavai, when we leave this world, we should be at least on the same madrega, as squeaky clean as when we entered this world. We're time for a brief chazara. We learned about the chilukei kapara. Tshuva is needed. It's a prerequisite for all madrigas of tshuva. Asei and alavanit teklasei addressed by tshuva alone. Aleis asei v'machlekes, whether you need tshuva and Yom Kippur or tshuva alone. For koras misa, we need tshuva, Yom Kippur and Yisurin. For chil Hashem, we need misa as well. Chil Hashem is a relative term. Lefi the person's madriga. A firm person, kaveitim latere, is held to a high standard, and he has to make sure to conduct himself accordingly. Tshuva reaches at kisei hakavod. It's considered like a carbon of dav Hashem. It's considered like he did him a favor. It brings refuah to the entire world. What type of tshuva? Tshuva me'ava has a retroactive effect that turns everything that he did in the past to schusim. Tshuva me'yura turns into shgagos. What's the true Baal Tshuva if he confronts the same situation and resists? He's not meant to publicize chatoim, he's meant to itemize the chatoim, and we conclude with the tefillah. Halavai, when we leave this world, we should be as Torah as when we came in. Kol tov to you, Hatzlacha.